So we really can't know with great certainty what is going to happen if a rogue planet comes into our solar system. We can run computer models, we can make educated guesses, but at this point it's a purely hypothetical phenomenon.
Here is one possible scenario. A rogue planet suddenly appears on the fringes of our solar system. As the rogue streaks past the outer planets, the whole solar system begins to change. The rogue's gravitational pull alters the orbit of Jupiter. Jupiter, in turn, pulls the Earth out of its nearly circular orbit to an elliptical orbit.
If it passed near the Earth, then the Earth's orbit would be changed almost instantaneously.
This new orbit takes the Earth as close to the Sun as Venus and as far out as Mars. Although we still remain in the habitable zone in this new elliptical orbit, our climate would begin to alter drastically. For most, the change is so gradual that at first, it's hardly noticed. The days grow longer and the nights get colder, but life goes on as before. But over the next few months, a slow-motion global disaster begins to unfold.
There's a common misconception that the Earth's seasons are driven by our distance either toward or away from the sun, where summer is when the Earth is closest to the sun and winter is when it's farthest away. That's not true. Right now, it's the Earth's tilt that causes summer and winter. So when your side of the planet's facing toward the sun, it's summer. And when your side of the planet's facing away, it's winter.
The entire planet would have summer at the same time because it's very close to the sun, and then the entire planet then experiences winter at the same time when you're farthest away from the sun.
So the Earth would enter a new climate phase where you would have short but intense summers and then very long winters.